You hear about Alex Jones?
No, what?
Apparently got caught looking at T-porn.
He was looking at T-porn?
He showed one of his newest videos. He's like, check out the website. He showed it. And for a second, he was like, that. And you know, Apple does that thing where like nine different, all your tabs will pop up. The one, someone like they zoomed in on the hyperlink and searched it. It was T-porn.
He was watching tranny porn?
Yeah. I mean, unless they doctored the image, but it looks pretty legit.
That's great.
Dude, you him watching tranny porn.
I can't wait for a rebuttal.
It gets all intense.
They have a dick. They have a dick. I love it.
Dude, the video, I'm sorry. The fucking image is so funny.
I shouldn't even be on the air right now. I should be.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. That dick is so beautiful. The tits. The tits are huge.
Yeah, Alex Jones got busted.
I always think it's funny when, like, dudes like that get, because everyone's a pervert, so everyone's got one. But it's always like,
what's yours?
I like older women, like big titted MILF.
It's not bad.
It's my weird, but it's like, I don't, it's a weird thing.
How old?
Like 40, 45.
Oh, that's like, not, what are you talking about?
I'm 35 now, but I've always been into that. I'm trying to think, like, I'm not like his perverted.
Is, he's
I've,
a fucking,
I've touched every dark
he's
corner.
He's a hound.
Oh, really? You've done everything, huh?
You're talking about mature naturals. I'm like,
mature naturals. Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly.
You go, Matt.
No, I'm vanilla. Naturals.
If you talk to like Big J's openly seen it, where he's like, and I'm like, I don't need a lot. Yeah.
I didn't for a while, and I just fall into a sexless marriage for 2 years, dude. You start exploring the net.
Oh, dude.
You start exploring the net, dude.
You start watching movies like it's like a film on an opposing team. You're like, all right.
Running it back and forth.
Is it that clicker? He goes, all right. Honey,
I can say I've luckily never. There was like a couple things I just never could get into. Is midgets? I like watch midgets.
Can't get into that.
I wanted to get into midgets, and I watched it. I was like, can't find.
You got into nugget porn, dude?
I didn't. I researched nugget porn. I didn't get into it.
Oh, nug, dude, they got spotters. I heard.
Dude, you know what nugget porn is?
Yeah, I mean, I don't jerk off to it, but I've seen a lot of shit.
I know the game.
It. I didn't. I'd never jerked off at nugget porn. I checked. I like looked into it, knowing what it was.
Damn.
T-porn was a fucking slippery slope.
There's a documentary on Netflix about a nugget wrestler.
He has a wolf?
No, this guy named Zion, dude. He's a nugget wrestler.
What do they roll him around?
He has no lower half.
Dude, he might
have to. And he wrestles people.
You're talking about a dude that
so
we might
have
to.
He's just Swamp Thing? He just fucking.
He Swamp Things, dude.
Yeah, he just comes out of that water.
He looks like the ghost from the high sea. High sea box. You know what I'm talking about?
We did a thing called the Syndome on Bonfire with all cripple fighters. We might have to do a second one with this dude.
With that guy will fuck anybody
dude,
up.
There was, an MMA fighter.
He's
that
just
was
like, he's like
named Little Wolf. There's a one legged Arizona State wrestler.
That guy was a monster.
But he won it.
And they fucking,
did they fight?
No, we just set it up and we hypothetically broke it
the
down.
The one legged wrestler, they never fixed his fucking uniform.
Yeah, so it was always
the
like hanging off. Like
the other leg was just hanging off.
They could have tightened it in. They could have taken it to a tailor. Instead, it just looks blown out. Yeah.
Dude had no lower half.
This guy has no lower half. Like, belly button down is off.
He's Geo, dude.
He's a Geo, dude. And he's black, and he's jacked, dude. He is Geo, dude.
Oh,
and
man.
Then you got to wrestle him, and he's just flying
it's
around.
Like one of those things you just put on your thumb.
He really is.
You're like, the thumb wrestlers? The actual thumb wrestlers?
Yeah, in wrestling, you're supposed to get low. So he's instantly, his center of gravity is like, fucking
how crazy is it to think that we're about 30 years away from him just having a completely robotic bottom half?
Oh
like,
my God, his top half's so strong.
He would take over the world.
Walks in with RoboCop legs.
He'd probably fucking steal your girlfriend.
Oh, dude. And then just
take your girlfriend from you.
Give her a good old piston fuck. That's what I'm into. that's my kink.
They have that. I've watched that.
Oh, the machine. But that's always weird because you can't humanize it in any way.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
I'd probably say like
Sibians I can get into.
Sibians are cool.
Sibians are real cool. That was when I was a young boy. That was like, I thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
I talk shit about buying one to my girlfriend. I'm going to buy you a Sibian. And she's like, really? And I looked it up. They're like $1,400. I was like, these things are kind of fucking weird.
I'll just go get you a vibrator. I'll get you a vibrator. Yeah. You can go fucking real cheap. Just at home Sibian. Just a couple phone books.
$1,400.
Duct tape. You're just like, listen, we're going to use the arm of the couch. Put some fucking phone books.
Put my knuckle out. The arm of the couch.
You want it harder or faster?
I'm just going to move closer.
You want me to make the noise?
My hand's cramping.
You want me to make the noise, babe?
They're expensive, man.
Yeah. I think that'd be awesome. I mean, I feel like I'm going to be a freakier, older dude. You know what I mean?
Think you're going to grow into it?
You might sit on the Sibian.
I might sit on the Sibian and be like, just get it in there.
Is like a dildo attachment? It's just a, like a yeah, saddle. Yeah,
there's one.
They got a little you can toss one. They got a little nub.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
A nub yeah. for you? Oh. How unsatisfying. You just be like, whoa. That'd be the only noise that'd be making.
That's one thing I'm so glad I never got into. It's just like automated ass play. It's just like, I've always said, like, I just don't need
it's a good
that,
thing
I don't
to be grateful
that,
for.
I don't need that Jones in my life.
Oh, dude, yeah. I'd
like,
be
I'm,
so scared.
I'm plagued by so many different things. So, like, to have to sneak off and, like, fucking bomb my butt real quick.
Dude, yeah, man.
Just sneak off and bomb your butt.
It probably feels good. I'm not saying it doesn't, but it's like, I just don't need that in my
life. But you know what? That's kind of why I like have tried to stay as vanilla as possible. Because you kind of like once you work down that hole, it's hard to come back and just be like. Yeah. So I try to find like Jay always makes fun of. He's like, you could jerk off to bikini calendars, and you're like, yeah, because I don't want to be you, where you have to see a gaping asshole to be like, it's moving. Yeah, like I like seeing wet cleavage and being like, whoa, shit.
I mean, you're supposed to. That's what's supposed to make people hard, dude. You're not supposed
to.
Dude,
a gaping butthole is one of the grossest fucking thing.
It's just an orifice. It looks like an alien mouth.
It's so gross every time.
There was a video of Belladonna puts a baseball bat in her ass.
Yeah, dude.
Just like,
what?
Yeah. I tap out around that kind of stuff. I'm like,
also, I'm just interested in the breathing techniques at that point.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It's like breakup breathing techniques. It's just like, same way when I looked out and saw that snowy fucking tree outside my house. Oh,
well, it's got to suck to be Belladonna and wake up and like hit your daily to-do list and be like, I got to get a fucking baseball bat in my fucking ass today.
Yeah, dude. I have to do two shows tonight.